Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, lower 90s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies. We'll see temperatures at 70. For tomorrow, we'll continue with sunny skies, mid-90s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, lower 70s. For Friday, partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms. We'll see highs at 92. Right now, it's 68.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. Police say a 12-year-old is hospitalized after being accidentally shot in a Wichita apartment by an adult who was carelessly handling a gun. Police in Wichita say the shooting happened around 8 o'clock Monday evening when officers responded to reports of a shooting at an apartment complex. Arriving officers found a 12-year-old with a gunshot wound to her arm and shoulder. She was taken to a hospital and is expected to recover. Police arrested a 23-year-old man who investigators say was caring for the girl, his niece, along with another niece and nephew, all under the age of 14. 23-year-old Christian Leal was taken into custody on numerous allegations. A house fire in Hutchinson yesterday morning was caused by smoking near oxygen, according to fire investigators. Responding fire crews found smoke coming from the back of the home. They were able to get the person inside and two pets out of the home. The person removed from the home was treated by Reno County EMS for smoke inhalation. Mid-America Network News.
If you're seeing stripe rust in your wheat fields this year, think about adding AgriPro brand wheat variety Bob Dole to your farm come planting season. The Bob Dole wheat variety has excellent stripe rust tolerance and is a great fit for grays and grain systems, providing outstanding forage potential without compromising grain yield. Bob Dole also has superior milling and baking quality and is on the GrainCraft's preferred variety list. Call your local AgriPro associate to find the right seed for your acres. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates at agriprowheat.com.
If you're the owner of a flat roof, whether the property is commercial, business, or residential, you know a flat roofing system is different than any other system. That's why when it comes to a flat roof that's built to stay, the only name to know is Ray. W-R-A-Y, Ray Roofing Incorporated, aims to provide the best designed and most effective roofing system for each customer while maintaining a highly economical balance. Taking pride with meticulous work on each project is Ray Roofing, online at WRAYroofing.com. Indoor activities at Augusta High School were canceled yesterday due to a fire inside the building. A post on social media said a small fire was contained in an HVAC system, but there was significant smoke throughout the building. It was a police sergeant on patrol that spotted smoke coming from the high school shortly before 5 o'clock yesterday morning. Summer school, summer workouts, and basketball camps were all canceled for the day. Augusta High School administrators thanked the Department of Public Safety for its quick response. The Kansas Division of Emergency Management has extended the deadline for collecting information on flood damages experienced by residents of Osborne County. That deadline now extended to next Tuesday. Last month, Paradise Creek spilled out of its banks following a heavy rain of up to 6 inches. Residents with flood damage will be asked to complete an interview and will need to provide their insurance status, the estimated value of the home or personal property that was damaged, and photos that document reported damages. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Danes Automotive is your certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing auto service and repairs for all types of vehicles. Danes has the equipment and the experienced technicians to handle every kind of job, from engine repair and transmission work to oil changes and tire repair, plus roadside assistance and auto detailing in Marysville. A family-owned and operated business providing you the best auto care in the area. For the best service, for the best price, it's Danes Automotive.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. Authorities say a man has died in a shootout with police in western Nebraska following an hours-long standoff at a Scotts Bluff home. Scotts Bluff police say officers were called to the home around noontime Monday for reports of a man with a gun threatening to harm himself or others. Police say officers were held at bay outside the home for nearly 6 hours as attempts to negotiate with the man failed. Police say when a team of officers entered the home, the man fired at them and they returned fire, fatally shooting the man. No officers were injured. Police have not released the name of the 47-year-old shooting victim or the names of the officers involved. Authorities are investigating after finding a 24-year-old man serving a short sentence in the Douglas County Jail, dead in his cell. The Douglas County Department of Corrections says Victor Harmon was found unresponsive by jail staff Monday afternoon. Harmon was declared deceased at the scene. Authorities have not said what caused his death. Nebraska News for your Wednesday on the Mid-America Network.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierkin. Tuesday concluded the annual Blue Rapids Circle of Giving Match Day event. With 210 gifts, over $45,000 was contributed to 19 local nonprofit organizations. $10,000 in matching funds will also be applied. The Blue Rapids Historical Society and Museum was tops in number of gifts with 32, generating well over $11,000. The Blue Rapids Community Action Team raised nearly $5,000 with 20 contributions, and the Public Library raised over $4,000 from 18 donors. The leaderboard and final totals are posted on the organization website, BlueRapidsMatchDay.com. The Marshall County Community Band will begin summer performances again in the Kester House Museum and Gardens. The concerts this year will be on Wednesday evenings in June and July. In previous years, they have been on Thursdays. First concert this season is Wednesday, June 9th, and again June 16th and 23rd, July 7th and 14th. All concerts begin at 7:30 p.m. in the West Kester House Yard. Lawn chairs and blankets are encouraged. Band President Ashley Mauflin says there will be no themes this year. Songs will be selected at each practice session. Band is welcoming several new brass players and could still use a couple of woodwinds. Anyone interested is encouraged to contact Ashley Mauflin or any of the band directors. Two mill and overlay projects are scheduled to begin in Marshall County on Thursday, weather permitting. According to the Kansas Department of Transportation, approximately 11 miles of U.S. 77 will be restricted to one lane from U.S. 36 to the state line. Traffic will be directed by a pilot car flagger, signs, and cones. East and westbound U.S. 36 will also be controlled by flaggers and a pilot car when work on 77 is taking place near the intersection. K-233 will also be restricted to one lane for approximately 3.5 miles. Work extending east from the U.S. 77 intersection, then to the Oquito city limit. Pilot car, flaggers, signs, and cones will direct traffic through the work zone. Drivers on either route should plan for delays up to 15 minutes and allow extra travel time. Work is planned beginning Thursday and will be Monday through Friday, Saturdays if needed during daylight hours. Both projects are expected to be completed by late July. Filing deadline was Tuesday for city and school board filings for the November election. Marysville Mayor Jason Barnes has filed for re-election. In Ward 1, Bobby Pipia, incumbent, will be challenged by Kyle Gorky. In Ward 2, Terry Hughes did not refile. Lori Snellings will face Ryan Wilson. Incumbent Colleen Behrens is unopposed in Ward 3. And in Ward 4, Diane Schroller did not file. Kyle Bargman will challenge Jeff Keating. City Treasurer Ken Kiekhafer has filed for re-election. For Marysville, USD 364 School Board, Position 4 incumbent Chris Denner is challenged by Liberty Price Hobley. For Position 5, incumbent Pam Dankenbring is challenged by Tyson Anderson. And Position 6, incumbent Kevin O'Neill is challenged by Travis Prawley. KNDY will have additional filings in Marshall and Washington County on upcoming newscasts. Barry E. Sloan, age 82, of Waterville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30, at the Terry Christie Funeral in Waterville. Burial in the Randolph Fancy Creek Cemetery south of Waterville. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Barry Sloan. William Bill J. Keggy, age 53, of Virginia, Nebraska, passed away May 31st. Interment services Friday, June 11th at 2:30 at the Brethren Cemetery at Holmesville. The Harmon Wright Mortuary Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Bill Keggy. Marjorie W. Vogler, age 95, of Barnes, passed away Wednesday. A graveside interment service is planned Friday, June 25th at 10:30 at the Pine Hill Cemetery north of Barnes. Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Marjorie Vogler. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, barbecue chicken, cornbread, baked potato, broccoli cauliflower salad, and melon mix. Tomorrow, Polish sausage, seasoned mashed potatoes, sauerkraut, mixed vegetable, and peaches. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map across the central parts of the Midwest, high pressure system overhead, as well as an upper level ridge extending all the way into the northern parts of the Midwest. This is going to bring sunny skies, dry weather for today, tonight, continuing into tomorrow. Temperatures warm in the 90s. We do have a front that's going to move across the area as we head into Friday night, bringing some scattered showers and thunderstorms. And it does look like we will continue to see temperatures in the lower 90s for the weekend, all the way into the early parts of next week. So far, we'll continue with a dry Saturday and Sunday. So across the area, sunny skies, lower 90s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, 70. Winds will be from the southeast. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, mid-90s. Tomorrow night, clear, lower 70s. And Friday, partly sunny, chance of storms. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature. Early June, 84. Record high on this date, 104. The average low, 61. And the record low is 43. Sunset this evening, 8:53. Sunrise in the morning at 6:01. It's sunny and 66 degrees this morning in Marysville. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 9th of June. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Hal's Auto Repair is celebrating the Sam Wymore Days and wants everyone to grab their friends and family and come join in on the fun. Don't miss out on the exciting food vendors, parade, ball tournaments, and so much more. The activities for all ages start June 11th. Hal's Auto Repair for all your automotive needs. The annual Sam Wymore Days will be starting June 11th, and Laughlin Hoovett Funeral Home invites everyone to check it out. There will be a parade, food, street dance, and lots to see and do. It's fun for all ages, so come on out. Laughlin Hoovett Funeral Home at 505 North 9th Street, serving Wymore with dignity. Main Street Bank invites everyone to join in the fun at the annual Sam Wymore Day starting June 11th. Come watch the parade and look for some bargains at the flea market. Bring the whole family and have a good time. Main Street Bank in Wymore, independent and family owned for more than 100 years. Member FDIC.
Continuing second-round NBA playoff action and a new league MVP. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. NBA second-round playoff action. Joel Embiid dropped 40 and grabbed 13 rebounds to lead the 76ers to a 118-102 victory over the Hawks in Game 2 of the Eastern Conference semis.
Down low Embiid, one-on-one. Capella's got two fouls. Joel, oh, bully ball right back at you. And he looks him right in the face like boxers at the weigh-in.
On WPEN, Philly's win evens the series at a game apiece. In the Western semis last night, Donovan Mitchell scored 45, and the Jazz used a strong second half to take the series opener from the Clippers, 112-109. NBA postseason awards, Denver's Nikola Jokic named league's most valuable player, just the sixth international player to win the award. Jokic received 91 of 101 first-place votes. The big man, drafted 41st overall, is the lowest drafted player to ever win MVP. To the Stanley Cup playoffs, the defending champion Lightning are through to the semifinals after a series-clinching 2-0 Game 5 win over the Hurricanes.
Coin off the bench, wins it 2-on-1 to the right circle. In front for Point, holds, shoots, score! What a move by Braden Point!
On 970 WFLA, the Lightning win the series 4-1 and will face the winner of the Bruins-Islanders series in the Eastern semis. In the West, the Golden Knights erased a 2-0 third-period deficit to overhaul the Avalanche in overtime 3-2. Vegas now holds a 3-2 series lead. Baseball, Shohei Ohtani got in on the fun as the Angels launched 5 home runs in a victory over the Royals.
Pitching up Shohei.
2-2. He lifts this ball high and he hits it deep out into right center field. It is way out of here.
On KLAA, 8-1, Angels, the final. NFL, Aaron Rodgers missed the Packers' first mandatory minicamp session yesterday after declining to participate in voluntary activities. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
If you're looking for a steady job with competitive pay and benefits, you're in luck. Tension Envelope has immediate openings for operators and adjusters at their facility located at 1601 Spring Street in Marysville. If you are detail-oriented and enjoy working on a team, then the operator position might be right for you. If you look at equipment and like to figure out how it works, then check out the adjuster positions. To learn more, visit tensioncorp.com/careers. That's TensionCorp.com/careers.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The Optimizing the Cattle Market Act of 2021 was introduced in the House of Representatives yesterday, and it seeks to change cattle market dynamics. Introduced by Missouri Republican Representative Vicki Hartzler, the legislation would direct USDA to create a cattle formula contracts library and increase the reporting window for cattle committed from 7 to 14 days. The measure, according to the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, would increase transparency in the industry and improve the opportunity for robust price discovery. The legislation reiterates the need for expedited reauthorization of the Livestock Mandatory Price Reporting Program. NCBA Vice President of Government Affairs Ethan Lane said something needs to give, referring to market volatility and the shifting regulatory landscape. The use of formulas and grids to help producers manage risk and capture more value for their products, but depend upon price discovery that occurs in negotiated transactions. Current research has shown that more negotiated trade is needed to achieve robust price discovery within the industry. A proposal to list the lesser prairie chicken as an endangered species in parts of Texas and New Mexico drawing concerns beyond agriculture. The listing could create problems for oil and gas development in the largest U.S. petroleum basin. Also, it's problematic for wind power. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service announced the proposal last month for areas of southwest Kansas, Texas, and New Mexico. The Fish and Wildlife Service considering a possible mile-wide zone around each wind turbine. The agency would assume the bird could no longer live. The Texas Panhandle is one of the country's most productive regions for wind, and the wind power industry believes wind turbines don't severely harm lesser prairie chickens. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Stockman, if you're seeking a dependable herd bull with good disposition, hybrid vigor, and great traits, call Lewin Berger. He has 25 head of Angus and Sim-Angus yearling to two-year-olds for immediate pickup or delivery. Featuring calving ease, these are ripe for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Lewin Berger at Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
Good morning. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. It was a pretty decent day Tuesday for the grains and the soybeans, although we did come off of the highs. We saw some big, big gains over the course of the day for corn and soybeans, but that eroded a bit, and some nice gains for Kansas City wheat, but it slid back a bit as well. July Kansas City wheat up 2.5 at the close at 632.5. September was up 2.5 at 640.5. Minneapolis spring wheat got hammered. Chicago wheat was slightly higher too. July corn up 3/4 at 680. September corn up 7 at 628. Soybeans did well enough at the end. Like I say, had some big gains early, but It's eroded some. July beans up 19 and three quarters at 1580. August up 17 and a quarter at 1539 and a half. The soybean products did nicely. July soybean meal at 398.80 up 290. August was at 391.70 up 250. Bean oil had a big day. July was up 125 points at 7208. August was up 113 points at 6930. So it was a pretty strong day for soybeans and the soybean products. Cotton did well. July cotton up 78 points at 85.14. October up 27 points at 86.53. So it was a pretty strong day for grains, soybeans, and cotton. We take a look at the livestock complex. We saw mixed numbers all through the livestock complex on Tuesday. June live cattle up 50 at 116.72. August up a nickel at 117.82. Feeder cattle were down. August feeders down 95 at 149.25. September down 67 at 151.95. And hogs were mixed. June hogs up 80 at 120.70. But July hogs were down 30 at 121.80. So we saw mixed numbers all through the livestock complex as we wrapped up the day on Tuesday. But a big day for corn, wheat, and soybeans. Markets from Mid-America Ag Network.
WTI is your career education partner.
I was always kind of moving between jobs and moving between places that I lived. And to find a place that I'm actually steady at and to find this place that I love to go to work every single day, I love to do what I do. It's a great feeling of accomplishment. Don't be scared and take the step. Take the step forward into your future.
To apply and for more information, go online to WTI.edu. Accredited by the Accrediting Commission on Career Schools and Colleges. For more on consumer disclosures, go to WTI.edu/disclosures.
Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Kate Glenn. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Kate Glenn informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Kate First Alert meteorologist Jay Frater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Kate News, always on your side.
There will be a retirement farm machinery auction for Floyd and Julie Munson, southeast of Olsburg, Kansas. Saturday, June 12th, sale begins at 10 a.m. Selling tractors and machinery, including an IH-10 86 diesel with cab, Farmall 706 diesel, H Farmall gas tractor, Vermeer Big Baler, New Holland Trail Type Mower, 5-bar hay rake, pop-up bale loader, 2-wheel big bale mover, 9-foot pull-type swather, plus other machinery and miscellaneous. Vehicles and trailers include a 2000 2500 GMC 4x4 pickup with a good hydrobed bale bed, 335,000 miles, an 88 Chrysler 5th Avenue 4-door car, 150,000 miles, 20-foot tandem axle gooseneck flatbed trailer with ramps and double jack stand, 16x5-foot bumper hitch stock trailer with a good floor. Salvage items, livestock equipment, mower, generator, shop tools, some guns, antiques, collectibles, and household items. Selling for Floyd and Julie Munson, this retirement farm machinery auction will be held at 12245 Booth Creek Road at Olsburg. Sale begins at 10 a.m. Saturday. Auction conducted by Klein Realty and Auction.
What famous cartoon character has a day all to himself? We take a quack at that question on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, June 9th, the 160th day of the year. Back to the Future star Michael J. Fox turned 60 today, and on this day in 1934, Donald Duck appeared for the first time ever in the Silly Symphonies cartoon, The Wise Little Hen. Since then, Donald has appeared in over 225 films, most of which were voiced by Clarence Nash. He developed the voice to sound like a baby goat, but Walt Disney thought it sounded more like a duck. Nash passed away in 1985, but Donald Duck lives on through the voice of Tony Anselmo, who also voices Donald's nephews, Huey, Dewey, and Louie. And as far as Donald not wearing pants, ducks produce preen oil through their back feathers, which makes them resistant to water. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY, 66 sunshine this morning. Warm-up continues. We'll be in the middle 90s for a high today.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, good Wednesday. Shohei Ohtani hit the longest homer of his major league career in the first inning, and the surging Los Angeles Angels pounded five homers in an 8-1 victory over the Kansas City Royals yesterday. Max Stassi, Jose Iglesias, and Justin Upton also homered for Los Angeles off Kansas City starter Chris Bubik. Taylor Ward added a two-run shot in the eighth. Andrew Heaney allowed six hits and a run while pitching into the seventh inning of the Angels' 10th win in 15 games. Ohtani's 17th homer of the season was a 470-foot shot deep into the outfield bleachers off Bubik. The Royals series with the Angels continues tonight. The Tulsa Drillers had a three-run seventh and eighth inning to beat the Wichita Wind Surge 8-3 yesterday. Wichita starter Joss Winder finished with two runs on six hits and struck out nine in five innings. The series with Tulsa continues tonight. Mid-America Network Sports.
KNDY.
Now, since you turned the tables on me, I've been steady learning lonely, keeping this turntable spinning. Everything from Jones to Jennings, slowly planning my survival in a 3-foot stack of vinyl. Since you had to walk out of here, I've been having a record year. I bet you thought before you left I'd just sit in silence by myself, turn this house into jail, dying slow in a living hell. But love's got a funny way of keeping score, and you're leaving lit up my scoreboard. I usually make it through Saturday sober. All bets are off when I flip her over. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer, I'm having a record year. Cut a notes and Hank's half time, a pound and all is a heart of mine. Song to song, I pass my time with these speakers on 10. You're good and gone, keeps me up all night. Along with songs in the key of life, I'm either gonna get old. Having a record year. You're leaving, left me going crazy. I'm counting on a needle to save me. I drop it in a groove, and we go round and round and down in a spiral. I guess I really ought to call and thank you. I rediscover red-headed stranger. Got down with old James Brown and found new grass revival. If you find your way back, I owe you a beer for my record year. Put a notes and Hank's halftime, a pound of notes is a heart of mine. Song to song, I pass my time with these speakers on 10. Your good and gone keeps me up all night, along with songs in the key of life. Either gonna get over you or I'm gonna blow out my ears. Yeah, you're out there now doing God knows how, but I'm stuck here having a record year.
having a record.